Sales of existing homes increased 16.8% in the first quarter of 2010 compared to the same time period in 2009. That's higher than most neighboring states and higher than the national average. Wisconsin Realtors Association President Bill Malkasian says one of the things driving the higher sales was the federal government's $8,000 tax credit for first-time homebuyers and $6,500 credit for repeat homebuyers. That credit just expired, which is why Malkasian says the next several months are important to watch.
The next couple quarters, I think, will be without any type of credit or stimulus or, you know, government pump.
Malkasian says that means people will be buying homes based on more traditional factors, like whether they have a stable job, whether they have confidence in the economy, and whether interest rates are low. He says even if those factors improve, the disappearance of the homebuyer's tax credit will likely affect the June home sales report.
We think it's going to be good, but the reality of it is that people did make probably an earlier decision in buying a home because of that deadline.
Other economic indicators remain stagnant. Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate is still nearly 9%. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.